But now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Campbell Camels, Mike Minner. Good morning, coach, or good afternoon, coach.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations to you and your guys. A dominant performance down in Charleston Saturday, beat Citadel 56-7. What did you like about the way your team played?
Well, of course, you like the win and the way you did it. You know, scoring 8 drives out of 10 is you know, pretty good for an offense. And, you know, your defense bouncing back, being able to keep them out of the end zone. You know, that one touchdown was a busted coverage. And, you know, when you got young guys and then you got new people playing together on defense, you're going to get some miscommunication at times. And that's what happened on a touchdown. But special teams was solid, did exactly what they needed to do. So, again, guys, we look at the winning football and win first down. We was able to do that. And win the turnover battle, we was able to do that too, being plus one. Winning red zone is very important to us. And we was 100% in the red zone, and they was 0-2. And anytime that you can do that, you're going to win ball games. And so explosive plays being the other area that we look at. We had 6 of their 2, which is really big in that area. And so, you know, that's how it went down. And we got to get ready for this great Monmouth team.
Haj Malik Williams has played a lot of football for you, but has he been much better than he was on Saturday? 397 yards, 5 touchdowns, passing it, running it. How good was that performance?
Well, you know what? He did it in week one, too. And so this is just him, you know, being a mature player after 5 years in the program and learning how to lead, learning the offense, second year in this offense with Coach Wheaton. And so, you know, he's going to just get better and better as the year go on, too. I told all these guys, man, we probably clicking at about, you know, 50 to 60% of what we can be. And again, that's not motivation talk. It's just what it is. And we got a long ways to continue to grow and get better. Even Haj Malik does. And so, you know, it's a great thing that his floor is where it is right now. And he's just going to continue to get better and better as he play more games with these particular players that he have on offense with him.
Preston Smart from Chris Clark. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon. Good to see you again there, Coach Minner. Before we get to Monmouth this week that you guys are playing, I wanted to ask you about the way that you guys have evened out, even keel as far as the attitude is concerned. After a loss like the first one in the past, it would have been a little bit of a roller coaster. But even after a huge win like the one you guys just pulled on the Citadel, everybody is just kind of not flatlining, but it's just next thing. What's that say about the culture that you've established down there at Buies Creek to, you know, next man up, hard hat, let's get this thing going?
Well, it says, Chris, that you got the right people in the building. I've been preaching this for 10 years, right? So it's a thing as a head coach. What you realize is that you got to have the right people in the building who, you know, see the things that you see it the way you see it and buy into what you see. And I think that's really the best thing that we've done is we got the right players in the building, meaning that the guys who understand that, you know, life is a journey and it's about getting better each week and each day and each hour and each minute. And that's what you have in the building. So it's really just a combination of that is you have buy-in with people, and that's really what you have.
And just looking ahead to this Monmouth team here that you guys are playing this week that I'm studied up on, McCray under center here, can definitely sling it. I know you talked about their team speed. He doesn't look like the guy that they gave the team speed to, though. I guess it's get pressure on him and try and keep him, try and get to him before he can get it off, or what?
Well, what he does have is he has speed in that release. So it's going to be real hard to try to get to him because he's going to release the ball quickly. and get the ball to his playmakers. And that's really the quarterback position. That's really what you dare to do, is be the point guard. And I think he does a great job of doing that and getting the ball to the playmakers. You know, number 20, number 5, number 3. Just get the ball to them and let them do the work. And he's starting to learn the offense. I mean, this is only going to be his third game as a starter there. And so he's still trying to figure out, you know, the offense, the checks, where to go with the football. And again, he's going to get better and better as the year goes on. So, you know, this offense is, ever since I've played Monmouth, since 2019, 2018, I think, these guys know how to score points. Great offensive coordinator. The head coach knows how to, you know, put the ball in the right spots to the right players. And so this offense is going to be challenging. And, you know, of course, they got a new defense coordinator. So we'll kind of see how they're going to attack, you know, this week, because we really don't know. And so we'll find out, man. But this is a great challenge for our defense.
If I could piggyback off of that one and back it up to just the Citadel game, I know you hang half a 100 on somebody. I mean, as Coach Bowden used to say, that's sending a statement, and you definitely did that. But the number that got me was that 7 on the other side. How proud are you of that bunch, especially from your background and all the changes you made to see them hold a squad to what should have been 0, but hey, 7 in a game. That's definitely making a statement.
No, it's a big thing, and I told you guys last week, this defense is just going to get better and better. Again, why? Because they haven't played together. We got talent on this defensive team, and it's really about these guys getting reps together in live action. And so I'm proud of the defensive coordinator and Pat Miller, young kid, 27, 28. He's the age of my oldest son, and doing a heck of a job with this defense and this group, and really, you know, getting them to jail. And so you got to give him a lot of credit for you know, getting this defense, you know, up to par. But again, this offense that we about to face this week, totally different offense. And so the challenge will be huge on the defense.
Thank you, Coach. Best of luck. See you Saturday.
Thank you.
Mike, when you've played Monmouth in the past, they certainly have had a string of really good running backs. Jaden Sheridan is probably among the better ones. He's 1,700 yards a year ago. What makes him so tough to stop?
Be fast. Hey, anytime somebody that fast, it makes it really, really difficult to deal with. And he has the ability to stop and start. You know, just like Barry Sanders, man, he just stop, start, and then outrun you. That creates a tough situation for a defense, because this man can end up anywhere. They do a great job of just getting one little crease in there, and he's out of there. So that's what makes him so good. But the other two that they had was just like that. You know, they get a crease, couldn't catch him. So, you know, it's the same type of, you know, runners that they have. You know, they get track guys hit that can run real fast and have the ability to make people miss. And they're not very big people either. None of these three running backs that they've had since we've been playing are very big people. So, you know, they got a blueprint for what they want and how they going to go get it. And man, I told Coach when I saw him, you know, in the summer in our coaches, you know, meeting, I said, man, look, man, where are you getting these running backs? You need to quit. And so, but this guy's good, man. Number 20, he can make it happen. He's the best running back that I've seen in a while.
You guys obviously in your opener battled head to head with the preseason favorites of William & Mary. As you head into conference game number 2, how much added importance does this one take?
Well, you know what, it's you know, we 0-1 in conference, so you got to win this one to try to get back on 50% as far as conference games is concerned, because really at the end of the day, you got to win your conference games if you want to have any chance of going into the postseason. And so this is why it's important, because it's the next conference game, and it's on the road, and it's against a coach that I know well, and I know they're gonna be tough, and they're gonna be well coached. They're gonna not make mistakes, because that's just how coach get it done. And so we're gonna have to go out there and play a great game to try to get a win. So, but it's important just because it's the next conference game.
All right, Mike. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Safe travels to New Jersey, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.